AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says the first U.S. missile fired at an unidentified object over Lake Huron missed the second target and landed harmlessly in the water, but that the second one successfully hit.
The first balloon, the Chinese spy balloon that went down over the Atlantic on the South Carolina coast, that shot hit. The second one over Alaska, on the north coast of Alaska, that one hit. The third one that landed in the Yukon, that one hit. On the fourth one over Lake Huron, first shot missed, second shot hit.
The object taken down Sunday was the third in as many days to be shot from the skies. The White House says the objects differed in size and maneuverability from a Chinese surveillance balloon U.S. fighter jet shot down earlier this month. Taiwan's defense ministry says it would shoot down any suspected military object coming close to its shores from mainland China. Authorities say the gunman who killed three students and wounded five at Michigan State University was a 43-year-old with a previous gun violation who fatally shot himself after an hours-long manhunt that ended in a confrontation with police miles from campus. Investigators are still sorting out why Anthony McCray fired inside an academic building and the student union. The government reports consumer prices rose last month.
The pace of inflation eased in January, according to the Labor Department's latest figures. Consumer prices rose 6.4% from a year ago. That's down from 6.5% in December, but slightly higher than what economists were expecting. On a monthly basis, prices rose 0.5%. While many analysts expect inflation to fall to roughly 4% later this year, it could plateau under inflationary pressures. The Fed's 8 rate hikes since March have had no discernible effect on America's exceptionally strong job market. Jennifer King, Washington.
Shane Steichen is the new coach of the Indianapolis Colts. He was offensive coordinator for the NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is AP News. The unveiling of ChatGPT has panicked some educators who fear students will use the artificial intelligence-powered chatbot to write their essays and cheat on homework. Some teachers are inviting AI to class. Donnie Piercy instructed his 23 students in Kentucky to try to outwit the robot that was churning out writing assignments. He says instead of looking for information, ChatGPT is actually creating.
So if you ask it to write a play about four fifth graders and here's the problem that happens, it'll do that for you.
It can generate everything from essays and haikus to term papers within seconds. The technology has panicked teachers and prompted school districts to block access to the site. Piercy remembers when Google Drive first came out.
Oh, kids are just going to share their docs with one another, and then they're just going to copy and paste stuff from the internet and turn that in and claim it's their own work. Guess what? The majority of students don't do that.
He says AI is coming whether we want it or not. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.